This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So we started the show up top talking about jobs with Mitchell. But we also got another piece of data this week, and that is the June Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, aka JOLTS, from the Labor Department. It gives us a snapshot of how the labor market is doing, and it also gets broken down by industry. So if you take a look at the data around restaurants, it saw both an uptick in hires and in separations. So that was item one. Item two is a show on FX called The Bear. It's gotten a lot of buzz, so you may have heard of it. It's about a chef who takes over his family restaurant in Chicago, and it's been described as a pretty accurate portrayal of what it's like to work in a kitchen. And for some, it's a reminder of why they left. Genevieve Yam is a former pastry chef, now an assistant editor at Epicurious, and she wrote about her experiences for Bon Appetit. Genevieve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the headline of your piece reads, quote, "I worked in Michelin-starred restaurants. The Bear's depiction of trauma is painfully real." What about it struck home for you?
I think a lot of people romanticize restaurant work and don't quite understand that it can be a very fast-paced and stressful environment. Mm-hmm. And I think the show did a really great job highlighting the reality. You see Carmi, the main character, he's really struggling to manage his team of cooks, and he's dealing with the stress of invoices piling up on his desk. And I think it shows that a lot of cooks do neglect taking care of themselves because they have no other choice but to pour so much time and energy into what is a very stressful job.
Yeah, I binged it over the weekend, and I was very stressed just watching it. So I can't imagine what it's like to actually be in a restaurant kitchen like that. And thinking back on your time working in fine dining kitchens, is there a memory that really sticks with you that illustrates a lot of what we're talking about that you'd feel comfortable sharing?
Well, my experiences have really varied. I definitely have experienced, you know, my peers messing up my mise en place or...
Wait, that's wild. And can you explain what that is, actually?
Yeah, so it's just like your prep, you know, one of the scenes, there's a character, Tina, who turns up the heat on another character's stock while her back is turned. And that kind of sabotage does happen in a lot of restaurants. Sometimes it can be for fun, but I've definitely been on the receiving end of some not quite nice things.
I see. And you know, only if you feel comfortable sharing. I know you mentioned in the article that there was also an anecdote of like a blowtorch.
Yes. I had a sous chef burn me with a blowtorch at one of the restaurants that I worked at.
I don't even know how to respond to that. And what context? I mean, was it intentional?
I think it was because how you put away a blowtorch, you definitely have to be very mindful because you know that it is very hot at the end. And the most jarring part of that was that the sous chef made eye contact with me the entire time they were doing it as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I mean, what mental toll did that take on you, you know, even outside of the kitchen?
You know, when I was working in restaurants, it was exactly what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for all of the experiences that I've had because I really do think it made me a better cook. But I think in hindsight, I realized that it just wasn't for me and I needed a place with a healthier work environment.
And how did your life change once you left?
It was a very big adjustment for me. Mm-hmm. I was not used to having regular hours. You know, if someone couldn't make it into their shift, then I would have to come in and cover for them. I got married while I was still in the restaurant industry, and I still have never been on a honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think for a lot of people, if your chef can't find time for you to take time off, you just don't.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shows like The Bear, I think, help start conversations around the toxicity that can exist in restaurant kitchens. Mm-hmm. But what do you think it'll take for there to be real change in the industry?
That's a really big question.
Huge.
And I'm not sure if there is one right answer for that. But I definitely think that the time we're in right now, like with inflation being so bad, I think a lot of restaurants that do want to pay their staff more are struggling mm-hmm. even more to do that now. And so I think it does come down to whether you have a social safety net. You know, when the pandemic happened, a lot of cooks who were laid off did not have significant savings. And I think also customers being able to recognize that, you know, a lot goes into creating a plate of food for you at a restaurant and being able to, you know, pay more for that or willing to pay more for that, I guess.
Yeah. Genevieve Yam is an assistant editor at Epicurious. Thanks so much, Genevieve, for coming on the show and being so open with us.
Thank you so much for having me.